going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The women behind a growing St. Louis-based fashion brand catering to the female sports fan say ongoing tariff wars threaten their growth. Yesterday, the founders of Luso told us about how uncertainty over tariffs is impacting their Clayton boutique. Today, they tell us how retaliatory tariffs are impacting the goods they create for the MLS, the MLB, and other professional sports franchises. More now of my conversation with Drea Ranick and Melissa Nieberle of Luso.
I think that's one of the things that's really disappointing to us about the timing of this, because there's so much momentum. We can't even work with all the people that want to work with us. It's an impossibility. Managing our growth just on demand has been challenging in and of itself, and this is just a massive layer on top. So when it happened, what Drea was describing earlier is we took the transparency approach. We're like, okay, how are we going to handle this? We're going to have very open, honest conversations with our vendors. We're going to have very open, honest conversations with our retailers. Like, we, you know, Rally House is a really great retailer for us. Really open conversations with them. And then we have to have a really open conversation with the customer, because there's three pieces in this, right? We're all trying to work together to make it so that the momentum keeps going and that it doesn't go away, which is the reality of what is going to happen for a lot of businesses.
So really, you know, what you've described for me, and I'm sitting here thinking how this all trickles down from what you're doing. Then you've got the retailers that are trying to sell this. You've also got the imaging mm-hmm. for these teams and the licensing money that you've already spent on this. Mm-hmm. So really, it affects a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. It's a really wide net. And I think one of the things that's hard about this, too, is if you watch the news, it's like it sounds so simple. You know, it's just this, and it actually sounds like, if you listen to a lot of people, until people are really digging into it now. But prior to this, I think people thought that was just China was going to pay. It was going to cost them more. They were going to pay for it. And so, like, I think having really, you know, we just try to educate people. We're like, this is how this works. You know, we negotiate a price. That's our starting point. It's all very transparent. There's an HTS code that's assigned to it. That's what Drea's talking about. That's the tariff percentage that you will pay. Anybody in the world can log on and look at that and find out what is an HTS code for a certain item, right? So that's that duty that we'll pay, right? And then there's a tariff. It's all very transparent. We know exactly what it is when we're working through the negotiation of that price, right? The issue is when that 7.5 is negotiated percent tariff is negotiated. For me, we're designing a year ahead for everything. So, because it takes about that long, you know, our entire process is probably about 16 months, right? So from the time that Drea and her team are creating and designing and concepting around what is this season going to look like, all the way through, it's about 16 months. But pretty far back in that process, at about a year, I'm negotiating, and my team, the business side of the business, is negotiating price. So we know everything. So we're going into it, and then it goes to market. Our sales team sells it. So they're out with all the team stores and the Rally Houses and the Dick's and all the people that we sell to. And they're saying, here's our sales, or here's our book, right? So this is everything you can buy from us, and here's the price. They put their purchase orders in. We're 6 to 9 months out at that point when we turn around and had a purchase order at the negotiated price over to our manufacturer. They're moving. We pay a deposit on those that product. They are purchasing all the goods, all the components, all that stuff is happening, right? Toward a target of delivering. So for us right now, our target to bring all of our product in is June. That's to be in place for fall deliveries. So right now, we're just sitting here watching, because pretty soon that product's going to be done and it's going to be in a container and on the water. So our conversations are daily right now with our makers about what are we doing, how much can they shoulder, how much can we shoulder, working really closely together to make sure that that production continues and stays in place and everything. But when it moved so dramatically, it really became, I mean, the emails completely changed. They were like, so should we just talk next week? I mean, there's nothing to talk about at these percentages. Like, there's no way to divide that up between the manufacturing partner, our retail partners, and the consumer. It's just going to get so crazy out of hand that it's not even worth having the conversation right now.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you have manufacturers that have said, we don't know how long we can sustain this? Could you lose those partners?
Yes.
Yes, 100%. Definitely. Yep. So the struggle there is we've already negotiated a price and we've sold a product at that price. So we can't change our sold product price. So if someone is buying something from us for $25, we can't change that price. They've already signed a purchase order, which is essentially a contract saying that they'll buy this much of this product from us at this price. So what happens now for the things that are already negotiated, we're not even talking about the fact that we're designing for fall 26 right now, right? We're just talking about product that's being manufactured right now and has already been agreed at a certain price.
For fall 25.
For fall 25. So that product, either we cancel it and risk destroying a relationship with our vendor, because then our vendor is not getting what he needs. We've paid a partial down payment for it, but not the whole thing. So if we cancel it on him, then he's at risk. If we try to raise the price, then the people that bought it from us at a contracted price can cancel the order, which puts us in a difficult position. And then we either have to shoulder that product or, again, cancel it with the vendor. So it's kind of everybody in the process is sort of in a position where they can't change what we've already done. If in a future situation, if we know a year in advance tariffs are going to change in a year, then we can plan for that. We can work all that out. But right now, everything's already in the system because it's such a lengthy window of manufacturing process for most products. Everything's a very lengthy manufacturing process that the average consumer has little awareness of. Things don't just appear, right? It takes a long time to have all these things made. And when Melissa talks about product being on the water, essentially that's a shipping process. You can air things, so things can fly in, and it takes basically 7 to 10 days to process that product. That shipping cost is 2 to 3 times more than shipping it on a boat. When you ship it on a boat, that transportation time is between 30 and 90 days, depending on where it's coming from, where it's going, who the shipper is, how it's done, port congestion, all those fun things. And so that is also the difficulty of a changing tariff, weekly changing tariff. It literally depends on what day your stuff lands at the port, what the tariff is on it. And there is no way to plan for that.
Also, the thing I would say about that, from a business perspective, I think what almost all businesses are dealing with right now is two pieces. It's the deposits and the payments that they've made for production. They can lose those. And then the revenue that they will lose by not being able to sell that product in either. So when you put those two pieces together, it's a significant number. That's not even addressing just the, you know, being in that business, staying in that business, natural growth, that you don't want to have an entire season where you have no product out there, you know, that type of thing. So that's a whole separate conversation, but just from a financial perspective, that's what everybody's at risk for losing.
That is Drea Ranick and Melissa Nieberle of Luso Style. Tomorrow, they're going to talk about the challenges of creating new apparel manufacturing options in the United States.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.